The show is called Live and Local. It's your connection to local music. I'm Kevin Kelly. We're on for the next hour. And a fun show for you today. We have quite a number of performers previewing the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. It's the first time that's going to happen, not till the end of September, but they're starting to raise some money and do some promos for it now. A group that calls itself Prairie Chicken Asylum is going to be the band for a barn dance tomorrow night in Urbana from 8 to 11, and they're on the show with us. We'll hear about the festival and hear some tunes from them. And also in the later part of the show, an appearance by singer Jake McVeigh, who is a Nashville recording artist. Actually, he's from Iowa, and he's in our community to perform with a couple of other bands on Saturday in Tolono, and was just yesterday giving a free show as part of what he calls his Pay It Forward tour at Arbor's Court in Savoy, playing for the residents and staff there. Jake McVeigh will be on the show towards the end of the hour. And, of course, we'll, as always, have a calendar at the very end of the show. It's Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. That was The Hoedown from Aaron Copland's ballet Rodeo, performed by the St. Louis Symphony, led by Leonard Slatkin here on WYLL, FM and HD Urbana. The program's Live and Local, your connection to local music. I'm Kevin Kelly. And later on in the show, we'll have country singer Jake McVeigh, who has had some accolades in his early career. He's been named to the top 10 touring acts, according to Billboard magazine, and he's on what he's calling his Pay It Forward tour. But first, we have a number of singers from right here in Champaign-Urbana, at least I'm presuming they're all from Champaign-Urbana, representing in advance the what's intended to be the first annual Folk and Roots Festival in Champaign-Urbana. It's coming up not until the end of September, but they're holding a barn dance tonight to raise funds for that and also just to have some fun. It's going to be at the Phillips Recreation Center in Urbana tonight from 8 until 11. They're doing a free Cajun workshop and dance with some live musicians starting at 6:30. And we've got the live musicians for the dance right here with us. They're a group that is calling themselves for this occasion, I gather, the Prairie Chicken Asylum, yes? Ben Smith and Matt Torino are fiddlers. I see Matt also has a guitar. And wearing big boots is Scott Meyer, who is going to be the caller for the dance. And Brenda Koenig, is that how you say your name?
That's correct.
What are you going to be doing at the dance?
Well, I'm on the board of directors of the Urbana Contra Dancers, and Urbana Contra Dancers are the sponsor of this dance. We hold dances the first and third Friday of every month, and this happens to be actually not the first Friday. I don't know why we're on May 15th this time, but we are, and so we decided to make this a fundraiser for the Folk and Roots Festival since we are an official sponsor of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival.
And are you personally involved in that festival planning?
Yes, I am. I'm on the steering committee of the festival, and I also do all the bookings for the Urbana Country Dancers, so I'm kind of intricately involved in both of those.
And you're a musician as well?
Yes, I am.
And what kind of musician are you?
I play the fiddle. Tonight I'm going to play the Cajun triangle.
Oh,
for the Cajun triangle? Right.
What is a Cajun triangle? Are you going to tell me it's a triangle that's played in a Cajun band?
That's correct. Yeah. Very good.
So pretty much the same as a triangle, any other kind of triangle.
It's a little bit different.
Is it?
The triangle I'll be playing tonight was fashioned out of a plow, out of a tine of a plow.
Well, that is very different. But that's really a whole other topic, and we don't even have one to play at the moment and have folks hear what it's like. Well, why don't we just start right out with a tune? No, wait a second. I have to ask first, why are you calling yourselves the Prairie Chicken Asylum? Who wants to answer that? Neither of you are at a microphone. This is Ben Smith.
Being in the Midwest, you know, the prairie is a very current topic of currency. And the chickens actually are an endangered almost endangered species out here with the shrinking prairie. So the asylum is, you know, we want to get the message out about the prairie chickens and give them a safe place.
So if you come to the dance tonight.
are we going to hear a speech about the prairie chickens then?
Oh, I don't think
no,
so.
No,
no,
probably
we'll
keep that not. To our web material.
Okay, right, that's fine. Well, let's hear from the Prairie Chicken Asylum, Matt Torino and Ben Smith. So does that tune have a name?
The first one is a traditional Irish tune given an untraditional treatment called Sean Ryan's Jig. And the second one we don't know the title of, but it's also a traditional tune.
I thought maybe you were just going to make one up on the spot. We heard Matt Torino on guitar, Ben Smith on fiddle. They're representing the group called Prairie Chicken Asylum, at least. Are you called that for this occasion or for all time?
For all time.
Okay, good. They're going to be playing they're going to be the band for a barn dance tonight at 8 o'clock in Urbana. It's at the Phillips Recreation Center, and the dance is raising funds for the 2009 Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, which will also be the first Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, and they hope it'll be an annual event. You heard them here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our broadcast today is made possible in part with support from the Sea Boat, featuring a southern style of cooking walleye and catfish, chicken, shrimp, sandwiches, and more, available for dine-in and carry-out. The Sea Boat 402 West Kirby, across from Jerry's IGA in Champaign. Catering services are available at 355-9933. Brenda Koenig organized these folks to come on the show today, and why don't you tell us a little bit about what you expect to happen so far anyway at the Champaign-Urbana, first annual Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival coming the end of September.
Yes, September 25th and 26th, 2009. It's going to occur in downtown Urbana, indoors and outdoors. So we'll have concerts, workshops, jams, dances. It's supposed to be a very participatory festival, unlike other festivals where you might just sit and you might come and attend concerts. This particular festival is designed to get participants involved in making music and making art. There will be storytelling as well and workshops across the board. So that's what we hope to have. We're going to another focus of the festival is on local music and dance. We have a very rich folk community here. Folk music is something that happens all around this area and sometimes flies a little bit under the radar. But we plan to change that a little bit and really bring it out and offer up some of the best local folk music for area residents.
Yeah, I was going to ask if your plan is to have entirely local performers or from elsewhere or
well, a good part of the performers will be from this area because we really do feel like we'd like to support the local music scene. We will be bringing in a few regional performers. Bringing performers in from outside this area is a costly endeavor. We don't right now. This is our first annual. We're currently raising funds to even put on this festival, so we're looking kind of more of a regional way to bring in some fantastic performers from maybe Chicago area, just a few. But we think we have some of the best folk music in the Midwest right here in central Illinois. So we're going to bring them on stage and show everybody.
Well, and we'll do what we can on this show to help out. And as we have other performers, as the summer progresses, we'll no doubt have some other performers on the show. It's Live and Local here on FM 90.9. Brenda, you brought somebody else along with you besides Matt and Ben. Scott Meyer is going to be your caller for the dance. Now, I have a picture of that, but what exactly does that mean?
Well, we actually... how would you put it? Coordinate the running of the show for the evening. We have our musicians who are up in front of the hall, in front of all the dancers. Tonight that'll be Matt and Ben, Prairie Chicken Asylum. The caller stands up there next to them. The caller prompts the dancers to find partners and line up for a dance. So the dancers all come out, and for a contra dance, they're going to assume the formation that we use for contra dances, which are lines of couples. Then the caller walks through the dance that he or she has chosen for that particular dance, and we may do 12, 13 dances during an evening.
Physically walks through and shows
everybody
what you're
going to do. The dances themselves are composed of individual figures. You'll swing with your partner, you'll swing with somebody else, you'll circle, you'll do-si-do, all these little components. And these things are strung together to make a dance. And through the course of the dance, couples progress. That's the word we use. They progress on to other couples. So folks will have to come out to see what we mean. They'll have to come out to the actual dance. But you're dancing both with a partner and with everybody else in the room. So it's a real community event. So we walk these things through. And then when everyone seems comfortable with it, the band starts playing. And we actually dance the dance. And during the dance, at least most of the way through the first part of the dance, the caller prompts the figures as the dancers need to execute them. And once everybody seems to be very comfortable with it and sort of have a physical memory of the dance, the caller will kind of drop out and just let the dancers and the musicians interact with one another. That's the way it's really supposed to be. So that's more or less the caller's role.
So if somebody wants to come to the dance but isn't a member of the country dancers, do you have to know anything about dancing?
Actually, no, you don't. It's fairly straightforward dancing as dancing goes. You don't need to know any specialized footwork. You don't even need to show up with a partner. Most of our dancers don't show up with partners, actually. Those of us who've been doing it for a long time know each other, and we all dance with one another. In terms of learning the figures that we actually do that compose these dances, one of the roles of the caller is to teach these things. We often have new dancer orientations. I don't think we're doing them through the summer.
Yes.
We are.
Yes.
Yes, we are. Okay. So we'll start these a half hour in advance of the dance. Tonight we'll be doing this at 7:30. In those things, we teach the dancers how they line up for a contra dance. We teach them some of the basic figures, how the figures fit with the music, that kind of thing. And also during the actual dance, once we actually start dancing, the caller will often, depending on what the experience level of the group is that night, will teach the figures as we're walking through the dance.
So are you able to do any calling with some music for us now?
Oh my gosh. I'd have to remember a dance, and I think I can do that. We'll give it a try.
Okay.
Does that sound all right?
Now, you'll have to avoid stomping your feet. Is that possible?
Okay, I'll do it.
Just because of the way their studio is constructed here. So what will the tune be then? You have to coordinate that with your musicians?
Maybe not this time around.
Probably not.
We'll try to do that tonight. We try to work with the caller to make sure that the dance and the music fits together. But
it seems like a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a super easy thing to do, actually, but we do our best. And this tune is called the Flatland Freight Train. And the first tune is actually called Golden Ticket. And the second tune is an original called the Flatland Freight Train. And we're playing some twin fiddles, so it'll be a little bit different sound than the previous piece. But
the group is Prairie Chicken Asylum on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Men cross, women bounce back, form a circle and balance. Spin right, balance now. Spin right, with your partner, balance and swing. Face across, form a circle, circle left, go three places. With your neighbor, do-si-do, go one and a half. Look for a new neighbor and right-hand balance. Box the net. Half a hay, men cross the set, women bounce back, form a circle, balance now. Spin right, form a circle and balance now. Spin right, with your partner, balance and swing. And facing across, form a circle, circle left, go three places. With your neighbors, do-si-do. One and a half times, look for a new neighbor, right-hand balance. Box the net. Half a hay, men cross, women bounce back, form a circle, balance now. Spin right, form a circle, and balance now. Spin right, with your partner, balance and swing. Form a circle and circle left, go three places. With your neighbor, do-si-do. Right hand balance. Balance the net. Half a hay. Balance the circle. Spin right. Balance now. Spin right. with your partner, balance. Circle. Do-si-do your neighbor. Balance. Box the net. Half a hay. Men cross. Women bounce back. Form a circle. Balance now. Spin right. Form a circle. Balance now. Spin right. Balance and swing. Form a circle and circle left. Go three places. With your neighbor, do-si-do. With a new neighbor, balance now. Box the net. Half a hay. Men cross. Women bounce back. Form a circle. Balance now. Spin right. Form a circle and balance now. Spin right. With your partner, balance and swing. Form a circle. Circle left. With your neighbor, do-si-do.
I just about wanted to get up and dance.
Good.
Just about.
That's what we want.
Which takes quite an effort. Quite an accomplishment for somebody to try to get me to almost do. That was Prairie Chicken and Asylum, who are Matt Torino and Ben Smith, both of them playing fiddles in this case. And Ben, at some point you turned on the bass somehow or another, it sounded like.
I was actually playing a baritone fiddle for that.
A baritone fiddle?
Yeah.
Never heard of a baritone fiddle.
It was first popularized back in the early jazz days in the 20s. Stefan Grappelli played one on a couple recordings. He wasn't too excited about it, but other jazz players picked it up. You just take a standard fiddle, have a special bridge cut for it, and get a set of extra twice as thick strings on it, so it's tuned down an octave from a regular fiddle.
I learned something today.
Yeah,
so I never heard of such a thing.
So it's halfway between a cello and a viola.
From here, it looks the same as a fiddle. So we'd have to. I'll examine it later, I guess.
You hear the strings?
Yeah, they're quite a bit lower than normal. Well, that explains that. Thanks very much. It's live and local here on FM 90.9, and this is a preview of a preview. The preview today is for a barn dance tonight in Urbana. That's at 8 o'clock at the Phillips Recreation Center on Springfield. And that is a preview because it's intended to raise funds for the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, which is happening for the first time the end of September. And we have with us, our caller was Scott Meyer, and also with us is Brenda Koenig, who's one of the organizers for the dance and the festival, and involved with also the Urbana Country Dancers, whose dance this really is tonight. Now, there were a bunch of things that you said there just in listening to the various calls for the dance, and it sounded to me like one would actually have to know what they mean.
Yeah.
Like half a hay, and I've always wondered, what is a do-si-do?
Well, a do-si-do is... actually, a lot of folks learn this in gym class in grade school.
And I vaguely remember that.
Yeah. you face the person that you're doing the do-si-do with. You pass right shoulders with them. You slide back to back with them. And then you're going to back up, passing left shoulders with them. So that's a do-si-do at its most basic level. You'll see people spinning around as they do these things, and sometimes clogging as well, depending on their level of expertise.
But so the more advanced dancers will do more stuff.
More or less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like an awful lot of fun. I have a question, actually, for either Ben or Matt. And I know I'm throwing my engineer for a loop here because he doesn't have a speaking mic really set up for you. But I know that Ben also does some classical playing, and I don't know as much about Matt. Are you related to Tom?
Yes.
By the way, would you happen to be his son?
I am.
Tom Torino is on faculty in the School of Music at the University of Illinois in the Ethnomusicology Department, and he does some fiddling and then some. So I guess you came at this rather honestly. So I don't know what other things you're involved in, Matt, but I'm curious, I guess, particularly for Ben, when you do fiddling versus violin playing, you're playing the same instrument, but what changes in either your technique and or your brain to turn the violin into a fiddle, or the other way around?
Well, in the fiddle playing, I feel the emphasis is more on making very really danceable rhythms and giving the music what the Irish would say lift. You want it to inspire people to jump out of their chair and dance. So some of the techniques that I've learned as a classical player in my training, I don't pay very much attention to them in my mind while I'm doing that because they're secondary to producing a good rhythmic feel. So I try not to let them go completely, but sometimes I let my perfect posture collapse in the interests of finding more energy in my own body and transferring it into my instrument and the music.
And Matt, do you do any classical playing? Are you?
I don't. I played
folk and roots straight ahead.
Folk and roots, I guess, is where kind of what I've played. I played in middle school a little bit of classical music, but I don't really read music, so it makes it difficult to play classical beyond that level.
Yeah, I've had this conversation with some other guests on this show. It seems like a lot of people who don't read music admire those who do, and some of us, such as myself, who do but can't play anything without the music, admire those who don't, mm-hmm. and can play all the things that you do. What was I just going to ask? Any of you can answer this question. Where did the idea of the Folk and Roots Festival originate?
Well, I guess that would be me.
This is Brenda Koenig.
Yeah. Where did it originate? I think there was a general feeling that we have a lot of folk organizations and folk groups and informal gatherings around this area. Sorry. But there was nothing to bring us together to celebrate the folk arts as a community, as an entire community. And so we thought that a festival would do such a thing and really enhance the entire folk music community here in the area and help grow our communities and expose our communities to the wider public. So that was kind of our feeling, that we have amazing things happening. We have Dean Karras, who organizes the Piper's Hut Celtic House concert series, for example, that goes on. We have jams. We have Irish sessions. It just goes on and on. The stuff that goes on here in town. So we felt like we needed something to kind of celebrate that and bring us all together from all the different organizations.
Well, it sounds like something that folks can certainly look forward to. And we're going to run out of time here, so why don't we do one more tune? Coming up, we have as our guest Jake McVeigh, who's a Nashville recording artist. He is here with his guitar and also one of his performing partners who also has his guitar. And we'll hear some solo and duet and a little bit about their Play It Forward tour. So what do we want to close the show with, gentlemen?
A pair of tunes that goes under the title Hill Street, the first of which is an original tune written by myself. The second one we got from a Canadian group, and we don't know the actual title. So.
Prairie Chicken Asylum playing on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Thank you. I love the gesture that I only learned probably in the last couple of years that some of the roots bands have, that if you're about to end a tune, some designated person sticks his leg up and everybody says, okay, I guess we're going to end things. And that's what Ben just did. Ben Smith on the fiddle and Matt Torino on guitar. They are Prairie Chicken Asylum. They are going to be the band for a barn dance tonight, being put on by the Urbana Country Dancers to raise funds for the upcoming 2009 Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. The dance is going to be at the Phillips Recreation Center. And in addition to Ben and Matt, we have had our caller, Scott Meyer, and also Brenda Koenig, one of the organizers. And Brenda, if somebody wants more information on the Roots Festival, where would they find it?
They can go to our website at www.cufolkandroots.org. And we also have a website for the Urbana Country Dancers, and that is www.prairienet.org/contra/, just for a few more weeks until PrairieNet disappears.
And so if they want to go to the dance, they can just show up. At what time?
At 8 o'clock, and it's an open and inclusive community. That's what's wonderful. All different ages. We have teenagers, we have grandparents, we have farmers, we have professors. So please come out and check out this wonderful community event.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and I really appreciate your coming in on Live and Local today. And it was fun.
Thank you.
Sounded great.
All right.
Good luck with the dance and the fundraising. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Coming up, Jake McVeigh. And we had more music by Aaron Copland from his ballet Rodeo. That's our connecting music for the day. We heard the Chorale Nocturne, I think, is what we just heard on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And we're privileged to have with us in the studio now for this last portion of the show a guy who has been called a must-see act by Taxi Magazine. I presume that's a magazine. Yeah. And Billboard Magazine says he's one of the top 10 touring acts right now. In the country. His name's Jake McVeigh, originally from Iowa.
Yes.
And currently in Nashville. And you're on what you're calling your Pay It Forward tour.
Yep.
Which means what?
Well, actually, it's kind of two tours in one. We do our normal tour, which we, you know, tour all over our normal shows. But then every once a week, we find a place every time we come to, or two or three times a week, I guess. But we'll find like a convalescent center or a some sort of a, you know, a nursing home or something like that, or a veterans hospital, go in and just do a 45-minute acoustic show for them for about 45 minutes and have a good time. They enjoy it immensely. It's something to give back, you know, every place we go to, and just kind of keep good karma going. So
and you have a new CD out as well. Is this sort of as well promoting that CD?
Yeah, with my first album I did, it was about 3 years ago. I had a song hit number one on the independent charts. I was with an independent label, and then I recently just recorded this next one that's coming out, called, and it's called Anything Is Possible is the title of the album that we're doing with it, and it kind of goes along with that Pay It Forward theme, you know, just something to, anything is possible, you know, something to give back and everything. But just finished that up. I'm hoping to have the single released within early summer is what I'm hoping for, which is right around the corner, probably within the next 2 weeks. We're kind of gearing up for everything right now. So,
and is that title of the CD, Anything Is Possible, is that also a reflection of any aspect of your life
absolutely, so far? Absolutely. I mean, I'll tell you, there's so many different approaches to this music industry and the business side of it, but I just went with
you know, hard work, with hard work and dedication, anything is possible, in my opinion, you know, and it seems to work pretty well. You just, you know, don't, you know, my biggest slogan is failure is not an option. You know, you just go out there and give it all you got, but if you make sure you give it all you got, anything is possible. And it's worked out very well for us with our touring. I mean, we still tour close to 300 shows a year. I mean, we spend, you know, holidays and, you know, on the road quite often.
That's a lot of shows.
Yeah.
Jake McVeigh is a singer and guitarist and songwriter.
Yep, absolutely.
And you brought two members of your band with you. Want to introduce them for us?
Yeah, over here on the guitar from Kansas City, Missouri, Matt Gruzik. And he plays keyboard for me and also does backup singing along with Matt as Mike Burnett from Rice Lake, Wisconsin.
And Matt is going to be playing the air keyboard today because we don't actually have a keyboard here in the studio.
You silly strings, yeah.
Yeah. What did you bring for us?
Well, the song we're going to play is called John Deere John. It's basically a tune about a Midwest farm boy, you know, and like myself. I mean, I grew up in southeast Iowa, you know, baling hay, doing all that stuff. And just no matter wherever you go, wherever you be, you know, you're – you know, the hook is my, you know, no matter wherever I go, wherever I'll be, my heart will always be somewhere between John Deere and John 3:16. And pretty good hook. And it meant a lot to me when I heard it. It's like, this is something I definitely have to cut. And it's been doing pretty well live. We've enjoyed it quite a bit. And it's probably going to be one of our first singles off the album. So.
And we're hearing it live and local right here in Studio F at FM 90.9.
There's a thousand little towns you ain't never heard about out in the heartland. There's a million men and women trying to make a living with the calloused hands. It's tough, man. I know they rest on Sunday, 'cause I was raised like that. On the King James Bible and the Farmer's Almanac. Yeah, I come from a place where a neighbor helps a neighbor, and a handshake is worth more than any piece of paper. And no matter where I go, my heart will always be out there, somewhere in between John Deere and John 3:16. Down on my uncle's dairy in Meriwether County, I plow my first grind. Living simple in God's country, it made a man out of me. When I look back now, it makes me proud. This world lost a good man when he passed on. The kind that made this country free and strong. Yeah, come from a place where a neighbor helps a neighbor, and a handshake is worth more than any piece of paper. And no matter where I go, my heart will always be out there, somewhere in between John Deere and John 3:16. From those wheat fields out in Kansas, to those peaches down in Georgia, to that cotton in Virginia.
Virginia to those grapes in California. And no matter where I go, my heart will always be out there somewhere in between. John Deere, John 3:16. John Deere, John 3:16. There's a thousand little towns you ain't never heard about out in the heartland.
Jake McVeigh, singer and guitarist on Live and Local on FM 90.9, and joined by fellow guitarist Matt Gruzik and air keyboardist Mike Brunette. I'm really getting mileage out of this. That amuses me. Keyboardists in the band, also both Matt and Mike on backup vocals. They were just at Arbor's Court, a nursing home in Savoy, yesterday, doing a free show for the residents and staff there. And you're going to be doing a show tomorrow night.
Yeah, actually, tonight. We got one tonight at Radmakers in Tolono.
Oh, that's tonight. I wrote the wrong day down. So that's tonight at 9 o'clock then.
Yep, correct.
Mm-hmm. With Ansel Brown and South of Georgia.
Yeah, I believe South of Georgia is going to go on first, then Ansel Brown's coming on, and then we'll close the night out. So.
And a few years ago, 2005, according to your biographical information, you were nominated by the Illinois Country Music Association mm-hmm. for New Male Vocalist of the Year, which isn't bad if I'm doing the math right.
Yeah.
You were only out for about a year
yep.
at that point.
Yep. Yeah, I started real young at age. You know, I mean, I was like 9 years old. I was standing on stages playing and stuff. But, you know, I got involved with the Illinois Country Music Association and through another player that I was playing with at the time, and they said, we got to come on over. And I was only, you're right, it was only with them for 1 year, and at the end of that year, I was nominated for a couple of things. I think it was a new male vocalist and then also a new male guitarist. So it was quite a feat and great play, you know, good. I don't know, I still talk with them every once in a while. They got a good thing going on, the Illinois Country Music Association. They're really, really good folks to be involved with. So.
And when did you head to Nashville?
Well, I've been going back and forth there quite a while, ever since I was, you know, old enough. When I was a little kid, I was always heading down there and just, you know, parents go, where do you want to go on vacation? Nashville,
you
know, that's just where I wanted to go. But, yeah, I've basically been basing out of Nashville for the past, probably 4 years. So,
you know, I there was something that interested me in your bio. You actually went to school at a place called the Roberto Venn School of Luthery.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. When luthery is building things like guitars and violins and
yep.
stuff like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah. When I graduated high school, you know, mom and dad said, well, what are you going to do? And of course, my answer was, well, I'm moving to Nashville. I'm going to be a big star. And they're like, well, you know, we support you. but what else would you like to do? And I've always been interested in guitars and, you know, building them and everything. So when I was 18, I moved to Phoenix and Roberto Venn School of Luthery and learned how to build guitars. And while I was there, I built one acoustic, one electric, and a fiddle, you know. So, and it's helped me a lot, especially when you're on the road touring as much as we do. It saves money in your pocketbook if you can fix your own instruments when stuff breaks.
So. Do you play your own instruments?
Absolutely. On stage, all the ones that I play are ones that I built on stage.
So you've got one right there.
No,
this one is not yours.
This one is not mine, actually, but it was buried in the trailer, so I grabbed the first one I could find.
And you're usually plugged in for your shows, I
mm-hmm.
imagine.
Absolutely.
It's just acoustic right here.
If you went to a Jake McVeigh show, what you would see is the same thing as a major concert geared shoved into a small area. I mean, we got a lighting guy that tours with us toured with everybody in the business. It's a big rock show basically shoved into a country bar. You know, is what it is. Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yep.
Well, I wish we had a whole ton of time on the show, but we don't. So let's have you do another song if you
That'd
can.
That'd be great. Yeah, it'd be great. Right. This song is one that hit number one on the indie charts for me, called Unknown Highway. I'm ready. Thank you.
Daddy worked a coal mine beneath the West Virginia stone. Gave up the best years to that godforsaken home. He never got to do the things he wanted to. So don't follow in my footsteps, boy. Here's my advice to you. Follow your heart. Don't be afraid of that unknown highway. The good Lord will help you. Help yourself and give it your best try. It's all up to you which road you choose. So follow your heart. And don't be afraid of that unknown highway. The unknown highway. There's a whole wide world awaiting for a man that's his own man. Willing to take a chance and it'll pay off in the end. I spent my whole life down in these mines, what I had to do. And I nearly choked on that old black dust to make a better life for you. So follow your heart, don't be afraid of that unknown highway. The good Lord will help you, help yourself and give it your best try. It's all up to you which road you choose. So follow your heart, don't be afraid of that unknown highway. Unknown highway. So follow your heart. Don't be afraid of that unknown highway. The good Lord will help. Don't be afraid of that unknown highway. You gotta follow your heart down that unknown highway, down that unknown highway, yeah, yeah. Down that unknown highway, yeah. Down that unknown highway.
Thank you. Cajun Triangle.
Yeah, there was a little joke there from our previous guest, a reference to a Cajun Triangle when we were playing music for the barn dance. And we don't know what a Cajun Triangle is. We all want to see one.
We do.
One.
It would go perfect at the end.
It would, actually, if we knew what it was.
Jake McVay singing and playing guitar, and also with guitarist Matt Gruzik, and on the backup vocals, Mike Brunette. Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. They were in town yesterday to play at a free show at Arbor's Court in Savoy, and they're going to be performing tonight at Radmakers in Tolono at 9 o'clock with Ansel Brown and South of Georgia, apparently in the other order, South of Georgia, then Ansel Brown, and then Jake McVay yep. Band. And it's been a treat to have you on the show today playing some acoustic stuff on Live and Local.
Thank you very much.
Sounds great. I love your voice. It's
Thank
a nice,
you.
Rich baritone, and wish I could sing that well. Really appreciate your stopping in today. And
thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Enjoy
come on
the show.
Out
and, yeah, and your Pay It Forward tour seems like a great gesture.
Oh, it's something we just love to do. I mean, it's amazing. You get to give back, so it's always something we really, really look forward to. And if anybody of anywhere, I mean, we got MySpace and all that stuff, jakemcvay.com, MySpace. You can just Google Jake McVay. And if there's any place that they're coming across and they're like, you know, a family or whatever, we would love to do it, and we'll show up and do a Pay It Forward show for them. Absolutely.
Good to know. And use the MySpace page. Apparently the website, main website is
Not it's under construction. We're going to get it up, I guess, here in the next 2 days. We'll start next week. But the MySpace is just myspace.com/McVeigh.
There you go. Yeah, I found it pretty easily. It's the second thing on a Google search.
Yep.
Thank you very much. It's a real treat.
Thank you.
On FM 90.9, live and local. And you're listening to WILL 90.9 FM and HD Urbana. Operating translators W293 AF Danville and W266 AF Urbana. Flash flood watch is in effect for 40 Iroquois, Livingston, and McLean counties through Saturday morning. The forecast for this afternoon, mostly cloudy with occasional showers and thunderstorms, the high 76. Tonight, cloudy and breezy with showers and thunderstorms. Heavy rainfall possible, the low 60. Saturday becoming partly sunny, breezy, and cooler, the high 66. It's 68 degrees at 101.